Greves relâmpago devem acontecer hoje nos aeroportos internacionais da Austrália e podem gerar atrasos e demoras. Este é o segundo ano de luta da categoria pela manutenção dos salários e condições de trabalho. Funcionários do Serviço de Proteção das Fronteiras participam das ações grevistas. Nadine Flood, secretária nacional do Sindicato dos Funcionários Públicos Federais, o CPSU, o Community and Public Sector Union, disse à ABC que a posição do governo federal para negociar é impraticável.
These workers are angry and frustrated at the way they've been treated by this government, with no one listening to their concerns for their livelihoods and families after 2 years of attack on their rights and pay. They're calling on the Prime Minister to give us someone to sort this out.
O governo australiano está considerando um plano de permitir aos estados e territórios que imponham impostos sobre rendimentos. Martin Parkinson, chefe de gabinete do primeiro-ministro Malcolm Turnbull, apresentou a proposta aos representantes dos estados e territórios no encontro do COAG, o Conselho dos Governos Australianos. O tesoureiro federal, Scott Morrison, disse estar aberto à proposta caso ela possa resolver problemas de orçamento.
If those sorts of remedies lead to a solving of the problem, then of course you're going to consider them earnestly. We have states and territories. That's a fact of the Constitution. There is, as my colleague Christian Porter says, there is as certain as the mountains in Switzerland. They will always be there, and so we need to ensure that we have a system that best delivers services at an affordable and sustainable cost, which the taxpayer can bear without swamping the budget.
Já o líder da oposição, Bill Shorten, disse que um futuro governo trabalhista no país não adotaria a proposta.
Mr. Turnbull is undermining universal taxation in Australia. That means he's undermining universal healthcare in Australia. I can guarantee Australians a Labor government will not give income tax powers to state and territory governments. Australians already pay quite a lot of tax. If Mr. Turnbull's only suggestion to fix up his budget is to increase the costs on household budgets, well, it's a bad idea.